second hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the number. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website where the features are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business that want to charge you for their sites. We do it free. FreeTalkLive.com. For those of you just tuning in, last hour, the story was out of, Villa something or other? Villa Rica, Georgia. Where I checked, by the way, and there's approximately, I think, 4,000 or so people. So this is not a very large place. Odds are good they don't even have a code enforcement division. It's likely the Villa police that are doing whatever kind of enforcement is necessary. And indeed, the police came and threatened the Girl Scouts for selling cookies in a parking lot, a privately owned parking lot, a business owner's parking lot.
Well, you say the term threatened, and I think the average person, when they hear threatened, is like, you little girls better get out of here. And that's not what they did. They said, look, parents, you're going to need a permit for this. You know, sorry, that's just the way it is.
They told them they will have to shut down.
Yep,
shut down. And that is a threat, because if you don't shut down.
I agree that it's a threat. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I want to make sure that we're communicating this story properly.
They didn't brandish their weapons, if that's what you mean, but they certainly made a threat.
That'd be a heck of a story, wouldn't it?
You don't drawing down on the Girl Scouts. We're not that far off, Mark, from that actually occurring at some point. I mean, they could come to the Girl Scouts. Imagine this, Mark. They could come to the Girl Scouts booth. They could threaten the Girl Scouts without the intention of pulling their arms, but the Girl Scouts may have brought one of their dogs with them. And the dog, you know, being a friendly little mutt, as many dogs are that would hang out with Girl Scouts, would come out and happily approach the police officer. And the police officer
bark in greeting.
Right, and the police officer would recoil back in fear, reach for his firearm, draw it as quickly as possible, and blast the dog's guts out right in front of the little girls. That's, I think, where this story's going next.
Well,
because cops do that all the time with dogs.
Right, right. What the average listener may not realize is that there's probably a dog shooting story every single week in this country.
Don't we have one tonight? Didn't you have one in your show, perhaps, or something like that?
I've got dogs being used at airports, U.S. airports, to sniff for money.
I'm sorry, I saw it on the front page of freetalklive.com. Somebody dropped another dog-killing story.
It happens constantly. Oh, yeah, it was, there was a situation where a dog was killed. And this one's another one where the cops were at the wrong address, so they just shoot somebody's dog.
Yep.
They came to the wrong place. It was threatening me. There's one, a video that this woman had, she was running video outside her house, and the cop comes up to ask for directions. The dog comes running out of the house. He shoots it.
Yep. So that's, I think, that's where I could go next. But anyway, our point being that these poor Girl Scouts were threatened over running a cookie stand. Of course, the mayor came to the rescue, and he pulled the strings to get the permit taken care of quickly in a day's time and had them back out on the streets. And he's the hero of the whole situation, which, of course, is just absolutely political pandering and ludicrous. But really, this brings up the issue, not just should kids be able to do things without having to be entrepreneurial, without having to beg for a permit, but shouldn't we all? Shouldn't all of us be free to start our own businesses without begging some bureaucrat's permission first? And so, people have been telling their stories, their thoughts about permits, and certainly would love to have yours as well at 800-259-9231. And also regulations, which are really nothing more than a protection racket for existing businesses to keep them from being competed with by new upstarts with new innovative ideas, but maybe not quite as much money as the old guard. 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Larry is listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Hello, Larry. Larry?
Hello.
Hey,
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are totally correct. If anybody has any doubts, I came here from New York. And
really?
And let me tell you what they did to us in New York, if anybody has any questions of how bad it can get. First of all, they hire an entire bureaucracy of code enforcement people. And if your grass is over the legal limit of 5 inches, you get a $100 fine per day until you cut it.
Point of information, where in New York?
Is that New York City?
There's no grass in New York City.
In Long Island.
And, okay.
And they do it in Florida and various other states.
If sure
roof,
they do.
Places in Florida, yeah.
If your roof needs repair, it's $100 a day until you start the project. Then your garbage cans in New York have to be, one has glass, one has paper. And you get fines if they find a bottle in the paper. It's ridiculous.
On and on and on. And you couldn't possibly know what they all are. It's impossible to have any personal knowledge as to what all of these rules are.
Yeah, and aside the fact that they're paying these idiots $50,000-$60,000 a year to sit around driving around busting everybody's chops and right. whatever. You know, it's crazy.
Well, and the benefits that they have, forget about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, forget about it.
So what inspired you to move, Larry, from New York to New Hampshire?
Well, that's one of the reasons.
I bet it was.
I was the guy who called up about your heavy breathing, which has gone down quite a bit.
I'm working on it, Larry.
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right, hey, there you go.
Where is Grafton?
What's that?
Where is Grafton?
Grafton is up in, I guess, not quite northern. It's like central New Hampshire. I think it's kind of to the west of Concord, yeah. Northwest maybe of Concord.
Yeah, about by Lebanon.
Well, I'm going to take a trip up there.
There's not much to see.
Right. There's a reason there's no code enforcement there.
It's the woods.
Yeah, if I don't have to see the code enforcement guys, I'd go eat lunch somewhere over there.
Here's what I'd recommend you do, Larry. Anybody else interested in Grafton, go to freegrafton.com. There's a great blog site that originates from Grafton. It really kind of keeps up to date with some of the things that are happening up there, and it might be a good way to get connected with some of the other liberty-minded people up that way. And, Larry, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Man, I feel awful for people living in New York City and those places. New York is called the Empire State for a reason.
Yeah, they're building the empire there.
They really live up to that name. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue. Richard is listening to WKMQ in Tupelo, Mississippi. Hey, Richard.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, listen, aren't the Girl Scouts just getting what they deserve? I mean, shouldn't they be thrown in jail? I think so, really.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Hey, listen. The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, that's statism. They promote statism. The whole idea is to indoctrinate those children while they're young. So now they're getting a taste of their own medicine.
This is what the state does, kids.
Okay.
It's good.
You're right about that. There usually is a very pro-state theme that is enwrapped within these organizations.
Yeah, they worship the flag a whole bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that the American people are getting what they deserve. They're like a drunk laying in the gutter with their face right down in the puke. That's where the drunk belongs. He did it to himself. Okay?
You know what? I think you're right, and we haven't really pointed that out yet.
So, like, first off, the American people is a collectivism, right? So each individual themselves, we've all been taught, you know, put your hand over your heart, you say a little prayer to the flag and, you know, the God of America and all that stuff. And we've been taught that from a very young age. Peeling that onion is it's a long and arduous process. Many people don't even know you should do it. It sounds blasphemous to even suggest so. And most people live their lives without suggesting force be used upon their neighbor, you know, most of the time. And it's really an issue of education.
Well, I have to disagree with you on that. I'm not an apologist for the American people. They worship the state. They love the state. Now, you guys have principles. You have made the cause of liberty. That's your cause. But the American people, they're nihilistic, they're hedonistic, they're morally bankrupt.
Well, now, hold on a second. I'm a bit of a hedonist. I mean, not all the way, but, you know, I like things
that
feel good.
You have principles. I've listened to your show.
Yeah.
You guys have a cause. You both have principles. And it's like you said earlier, Mark, this country started out with liberty. But they gave it away. The American people want someone to take care of them. Liberty entails you have to now take responsibility.
I generally agree with what he's saying, Mark. I know where you're coming from, Mark, saying that he's saying the American people, and that obviously includes everybody, so it's not really a fair statement. But generally, Americans are very docile and very obedient.
I'm getting whatever the other guy's getting, and I'm not standing for it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying there's a small fraction of the population that subscribes to your ideas.
It's
where
true.
Where violence is wrong. The American people, look at the militarism we have right now.
Absolutely.
The Americans love violence.
Richard, you sound like you would fit right in here in the Free State Project in New Hampshire, and I thank you for the call. I hope you'll consider it, because we need the people that believe in liberty to come together to the same place. That's why we moved from Florida to Keene, New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. We'll tell you about the Pork Fest coming up in a moment. You can take control as well, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKI Wiki. .freetalklive.com will get you there. You can edit virtually anything you see. wiki.freetalklive.com. And so I mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few moments ago in tangent with the Free State Project. It is an event that the Free State Project puts on a yearly basis. And as I mentioned, Mark and myself are participants in the Free State Project. We made the move to New Hampshire back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project. We're early movers. In fact, everybody that has made the move so far, the hundreds of people that have picked up their lives and their families and their businesses and have moved to New Hampshire in the last several years, have all been early movers. The Free State Project still hasn't quite reached its goal. We're over halfway there, with over 10,600 people signed up and pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. 10,600 people who agreed with the statement that the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and is it
protection of property?
Yeah. So that's the maximum role of government. Of course, within that is also my viewpoint, which is there should be no coercive government. And there's quite a few people like that here as well. So all kinds of people that believe in more freedom, liberty in our lifetime, achieving that, have come here to New Hampshire, and more are still to come. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the pinnacle event of the year for the Free State Project. It brings those hundreds of people together to the same place. Rogers Campground is where it's going to take place this year, June 20th through the 26th. Can't come all week? Don't worry about it. Come for the weekend. Come for whenever you can, because it is a blast and really empowering and exciting to be around other people who think like you do. To where when you have your first conversation with somebody, you don't have to cover the basics about the ideas of liberty. They're already there. They understand what it means to be free. They understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to also be free. So if that sounds like a group of people you might enjoy spending the week with, you should go to porkfest.com to learn more. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there.
Yeah,
there'll be all kinds of things going on, everything from family fun to agorism to all kinds of parties. I mean, it's just an absolute blast. I think Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is scheduled yet again this year. It was a huge hit last year. I mean, just all kinds of stuff going on.
There's also family events going on.
I said that, family fun.
Yeah. You mentioned Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party.
Wait, what's not family about Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party? I would bring my family to it.
Right, you don't have a family.
Wouldn't you bring Jack to Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party?
And there's probably something funny going on, and I don't think Buzz would, Jack would entirely get it. But I don't think I got to see Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party.
I didn't. I slept unfortunately last year. I was so tired.
So I can't draw any conclusions about it. But
I've seen the pictures
in
the video.
Will throw off a certain amount of family type folks. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, it's a blast, and there's a lot to do. Basically, liberty-loving people take over the campground. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. Use our discount code to save 20% on your early bird registration, which is cheap. It's like $25, and then knock 20% off of that. So really, $20. Go to Porkfest, that's pork with a C, PORCFEST.com, to learn more, get registered, use our discount code, which is Free Talk Live, without any spaces, Free Talk Live, to save 20%. Porkfest.com, as we continue with your phone calls. I think we've got Pete listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Pete, are you there?
Pete? Hello.
Hey, Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How are you doing? I've got to tell you a story I had here. Several years ago, I had a roof put on my house, and of course, I needed a permit.
Hmm.
So upon completion of the work, I called in and had them inspected, called in for an inspection. They told me to be out there within, a couple of days. Well, they came out, and I came home from work, and I looked at my permit all excited, thinking that I'd go ahead and get it approved, and I see that there's a red flag on it.
Oh, boy.
So I walk up, and of course, it's a $50 fine, and I read it, and couldn't quite understand it. So I call the permit department, which is the building department, and I ask them, I says, why did I get denied? And they says, well, you need to provide a ladder. I said, a ladder for what? They said, well, for the inspector to get up and look at the, wait a minute, it gets better. I said, well, when I call the police, do I provide bullets? When I call the fire department, do I provide the water? I mean, what are my taxes for?
Wait, did they fine you for saying that?
No, they didn't. But you're going to be surprised when I tell you who I am afterwards. But anyway, so I went ahead and I said, okay, fine, no problem. I hung up the phone. I called the contractor. I said, man, I'm really sorry. I got to get it inspected. So I called my dad, God rest his soul. And he said, Dad, you still got that old ladder?
Oh,
he says, well, yes. And I said, okay, I need it. He goes, son, you can't use that ladder. I said, well, I'm not going to use it. I said, I've got an inspector that's tipping about a light 290 pounds. I said, I need him to use a ladder. So I picked up the ladder, brought it over to my house. I stuck it up there, and I propped it up on the roof, like I said. The next day I called. That afternoon I called. The next day he comes in, and I pulled my car in the garage, so it was like nobody was home. I sat inside the house, and I was peeking out my little blinds, and he's standing at the roadway looking up on top. Well, a few minutes later, I see him over at the permit, and he starts signing off. Well, I go out the front door. I said, hi, how are you doing, Jim? Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Oh.
I said, I said, how are you doing? He goes, not too bad. Hey, look, everything's okay. I said, well, listen, I didn't hear you on top of the roof. He said, well, I can't use that ladder. I said, no. You're going to climb on there and inspect it. He said, well, I can't. I mean, I'm going to fall. I said, well, listen, when I called, you told me, when I told the lady that I needed to get inspected, and afterwards I said something to her. She said, well, read the permit. I said, sure as heck, it did say I needed a ladder. Well, I didn't see it. So anyway, he calls the supervisor. They call the other branch of the building department, who was the maintenance division. They bring a ladder, and I force him to get on with their ladder and inspect the roof.
So who are you?
I'm a police officer in that city. You want to play the rules straight across the game, straight across, then you go ahead and do it.
I think that's hilarious that you busted them. You busted them being slack-ass on the job. They had their ladder, and they
that's awesome.
And you know what's great? The thing about the little Girl Scouts, you're right. Police officers in my day used discretion. And that's what today, when I was a police officer, you got sworn in on a high school diploma. Today you have your 4-year degree, educated, self-centered, selfish little police officers that walk around. And, in my day, we used to say that the badge, does not make them the police officer. The police officer makes the badge.
You sound more like a peace-oriented officer to me. They used to call them peace officers back in the day. Was that your day?
My day, I love the people. Today, they shoot them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard of law enforcement?
Sorry,
as an aside, have you heard of law enforcement against prohibition?
No, I haven't.
How do you feel about prohibition?
Prohibition on?
On anything.
Well, I think what they really ought to do is take advantage of all the taxes that we can get on marijuana.
Okay.
Now, as far as the other drugs, I'm going to have to stand by on that because I've seen some behavioral problems and
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, but as far as marijuana, there's nothing better than drinking.
I felt the same way a few years ago. Go to leap.cc and check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They may have some things to say there that might be of interest to you.
Very persuasive.
They can speak in a manner that we can't. They can speak law enforcement officer to law enforcement officer, and
right.
it's a really great organization.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, their website, leap.cc, and thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Awesome call. Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you. Great story, too. 1-800-259-3.
Busted.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you'd like, and you can enjoy our website as well. You'll find all kinds of features there, including listening options. We've got streams, broadband and dial-up flavors, both of them running around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live 24/7 right there at listen.freetalklive.com, and also learn more about our other listening options, including 93 great radio stations from coast to coast that carry the show, our webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, and our free-to-air satellite feed, which means you can get our satellite feed with no monthly subscription cost. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
LearnLiberty.org is a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian experience, brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. More videos are being added daily. This is a very professional-looking site. You'll enjoy the experience of going there. You can go see Steve Horowitz tackle the ever-present question, are the poor really getting poorer? And also, they have a longer and full, they have long, full-length lectures from people such as West Point professor Rob McDonald and the American on the American founding, and by Townsend econ professor Howie Baitzer on incentives and institutions. Go check out learnliberty.org, and that live read is brought to you by the great Osborno.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Dan, listening to WGMD-FM in Maryland. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. It sounds like you're having a nice party up there in New Hampshire tonight.
Welcome. Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Remember Mayberry RFD, where Opie throws the fishing pole into the lake, and then he starts just, you know, fishing in the previews? Well, boy, those days...
Andy Griffith.
Yeah, Andy Griffith. Mm-hmm. Those days are over. You have to have a license in your pocket. You have to have a ruler in your tackle box. You have to have the pliers. I mean, you got to have everything under control and understand what you're catching now just to be able to fish around this territory anymore.
Do you think it's true for kids too? I don't know. I'm not a big fisherman. I'll go out with my father-in-law out in the Sarasota Bay or Tampa Bay if he wants to go. But you know, as
you
far
mean
as
if kids are out alone, because if they're with an adult, they can be targeted. But you mean if they're just out kids with kids?
Do you think that they'll go after just kids?
Yes, they will walk up to their cooler and have them open up the cooler just to check and see what the catch looks like in size. Mm. And they will measure the fish, too, right down to probably about the half-inch, quarter-inch limit. If you're a half-inch over or under, whatever the specifications for the species, you're busted.
What happens when, now that's very interesting, what happens when somebody, has anyone ever done this, but what would happen when somebody said to the cop who, probably Fish and Game or whoever, whichever cop we're talking about here.
Yeah, Natural Resources,
Department of Natural Resources, they come up, they say, open that cooler up there, son. Oh, no, sorry, I don't consent to searches.
You know, they actually aren't law enforcement officers in the same way. They have the power of judge, jury, and executioner right on the spot. They can confiscate your truck that you drove in. They can do whatever they want. They have law enforcement powers far beyond what the Constitution would ever have allowed any other normal law enforcement officer.
Sure, that's how it is down here in Maryland, and we're just now getting into the license thing this year for the very first time, but now saltwater fishermen need it, and freshwater in the Chesapeake Bay need it, and a lot of people aren't going to realize this as tourists coming over, until they go to their tackle shops, hopefully, before they even, start fishing and stuff like that. But, if you're out in a boat nowadays, prepare to be boarded, even by the Coast Guard. Because they want to check all your safety measures out on the boat, which is understandable, but they do try to hit everybody, even on a busy, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Are you sure they're checking for safety measures, or are they looking for drug shipments?
No, down here it's not so much drugs so far. I mean, maybe further out in the ocean they might try to, interrogate somebody, catch somebody out there before they get this close.
Because that seems like a cover to me. It seems like that's their excuse to get on board. I mean, are they going down below in boats that have a, what do you call it when you go down below? What's that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not commercial. I don't commercial fish and everything. But the other thing, too, is drunken boat driving or intoxication. Mm-hmm. They're really concerned about that, which I understand, because now you got the personal watercraft out there, the single and the double tandem, and they're pretty wild and wacky. So if you don't control them in a natural state, forget it. You're a wreck to everybody else.
It's interesting the gyrations and the acrobatics that the court system has to go through in order to allow these law enforcement agencies, be they Coast Guard or Natural Resources or whomever, to sort of go around the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, where you're supposed to be secure in your person, your houses, your papers, and your effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. I mean, I don't see why you can't just tell the Coast Guard you're not coming on board. But it's probably because you have to license the boat in order to take it on their water.
Exactly true. Yeah.
That's right. You figured that out. And the latest thing down here in Maryland, closer to the Chesapeake Bay, I'm closer to the Atlantic Ocean, is GPS mysteriously coming up on the hulls of some fishermen's boats to figure out where they're going and where they're fishing or whatever they're doing.
They're just putting little trackers on them?
Yes, sir.
Who do you believe is doing that?
Oh, we know who it is now. We figured it out after it happened the first time a few weeks ago. It's DNR, Maryland's Department of Natural Resources. But we understand that they need a court order to do it, so they just can't.
The FBI doesn't. They'll track your car without a court order. They'll just slap that thing right on there.
Yeah, and then they demand you give it back if you find out.
Right, you don't get to keep it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Dan. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And he's right. There's no area in your life in which the government is not interested in controlling and licensing and regulating and taxing.
I just wonder, when is it going to be big enough?
Never.
When are we going to be safe enough? When are we going to be taxed enough? I mean, at some point, you have to reach the point where we've taken care of all the poor people. We've killed all the bad guys. You know, the world is safe. The world is, this is handled.
They can't take care of all the poor people. They're impoverishing people by taxing them.
I know, but that's the idea, right? That the government's going to solve poverty. The government's going to solve drugs. The government's going to solve, international terrorism. Not that the government, in fact, imports drugs. Not that the government, in fact, creates international terrorists. Not that the government,
poverty.
In fact, their systems create institutionalized poverty where people never get out of it. You know, and people just don't see this stuff. That, you know, they always have their favorite government program. I would love to hear about your favorite government program. Tell me the one that works. I want to hear about the government program that's worked.
It's always a good question. I don't know if we've ever really gotten a good answer to it, though.
I've got a pretty good answer, but I'm not going to give it away.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Kyle, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Kyle. Kyle in Tampa.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Kyle?
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I had a problem today with the police in Tampa, Florida, and I was shocked on what happened today, and I just figured I'd have to call in and vent what happened.
Do tell, sir.
Let us know.
I work for a local utility down here, electric utility, and I was driving down a one-way street, and there was a left-hand turn where I was merging over to pull on the side of the road, and they had the yellow marker lanes merging the traffic to the right.
Okay.
And I had an undercover cop car come barreling around the left-hand side of me and run into my right rear tire and crashed into me.
Oh, God.
Well, after 1 hour, three cop cars and a supervisor, they charged me with an unsafe lane change going onto the left-hand side of the road where there was not even a lane. And he was in total wrong, but they covered him and let him go without a ticket, any charges, and charged me with unsafe lane change.
Wow. So this guy was clearly driving like a maniac, and you ended up with the charge.
And he wasn't even in a cop car. He was in a Nissan Pathfinder, which was totally unmarked, no lights, no nothing.
Was he on duty at the time?
Yes, he was, because he called the supervisor, and within 15 minutes, there was this unmarked supervisor there with a badge on.
That is what they call professional courtesy, when the police refuse to bust one another for the crimes that they've obviously committed, and they close the ranks.
If they're speeding or something like that, and somebody decides to look away, it's another thing entirely when you're talking
about a crime.
Right. You're charging somebody with an accident.
That's the blue light gang for you. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the story at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. They call themselves the Thin Blue Line and the Brotherhood, and that's them in action. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you'd like, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, we invite you to our website where you can enjoy the features for free. If you like the show, however, we would like you to contribute on a voluntary basis to it. And what we do, what we've done is we've set up the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the concept is you send in $3 a month, and you can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can use Visa or MasterCard, or you can use PayPal, and then use any major credit card through PayPal. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. You'll learn about how you get access to the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, you can bring up what you want. It's Ray listening in Waco, Texas to KBCT Info FM. Hello, Ray.
Hey, y'all were talking earlier about government programs and about how the government's going to make everything better and everything. And I just want to say one of the big problems, I think, one of the things I originally thought all the problems was is the government's trying to take away our responsibility just little by little.
Sure.
I don't know if there's some big conspiracy that they're trying to make us subjects and take away our responsibilities, but they're definitely doing it, and they're just breeding irresponsible people.
Absolutely. I mean,
they're taking away our responsibility to save for our retirement with Social Security. They take away, now they're trying to take away our responsibility to have, to get health care, you know, by, they want universal health care. There's this whole backdoor thing they're trying to get with Obamacare and everything, but it's going to turn into universal health care.
Yeah, they take away your responsibility to educate your kids by telling you where you need to send your kids to school and stealing money from you in order to do that, or extorting the money.
Like I say, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or not, but that's definitely what's happening.
Well, this is the statement when people say the nanny state. This is what they are talking about. People's response, you know, the nanny takes care of you. We all know 3-year-olds don't have a heck of a lot of responsibility. The nanny takes care of them, and they never want them to kind of grow up or ever get away from the nest. And that's what the nanny state's all about. So I don't know if it's a conspiracy as much as it's just sort of the nature of government. Some people want to be taken care of. Some people understand that they can become very wealthy, very powerful by taking care of other people.
Or at least claiming to
take care of them.
Well, Well, my dad told me this one time, and it makes a lot of sense, that government is in the business of growing government. And if we, you know, allow them to keep doing this, that's all they're going to do. It's the nature of the government.
Absolutely, Ray. That's thank right. you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. See, some people are under this mistaken impression that the government actually is helping people. I mean, yeah, maybe there's some folks that they help, but you can't help people by threatening them in the first place. You two wrongs, you know, right. don't make a right.
Right. You're not generous or kind or good if you go out, stick a gun in someone's face, rob them, and then take the money and give it to some poor old lady who needs it.
Or if you tell somebody
you're just,
that you're going
some
to...
Some kind of weird criminal.
Or if you threaten to steal someone's home from them if they decide they don't want to right. fund your favorite charity.
The government rarely actually pulls out the guns. I mean, you can see what's going on in the most extreme circumstances in Libya today. But, I mean, you know, everybody knows what happens when you disobey what the government says. They only have one card to play.
And that's violence.
That's violence.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Dwayne, listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee, Florida. Hello, Dwayne.
Hey. Well, hey. I have to say, as prior military and special ops and whatnot, and I've spoken to you guys before, the government pulls out a gun a lot.
Mm.
You're not going to hear about that.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about was, literally and pseudo unintentionally, they do, and we do.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about, you're talking about FBI can just, you know, throw a chip on your car.
Yeah, GPS tracking, sure.
Yeah, GPS tracking. Let's
it's a little bigger
happened.
Than a chip. It's more like a block. But
it's like
yeah.
a big pack of batteries, basically.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you how small it can be and how small it is right now in the state of Florida.
Okay.
Since 07. Now, it takes 5 years, and then you have to renew your tag.
Yeah.
Since 07, they've been, you know, issuing the new tags. They have a watermark in it. It has a GPS. It's RFID.
Oh, they have an RFID chip in the license plate?
In the license plate. Now,
wow.
It has all your information. You know, they're driving around now with laptops installed in the middle of their computers talking about, you know, we can't text and whatnot. And
you're
see
right.
them, you know. Okay, so, you know, they can, you know, Florida Highway Patrol can be parked on the interstate, and it's, I think it's either 3 mile radius or 3 mile diameter, but you can be coming down the interstate, and if you're speeding, it'll be a little red blinking light. If your tags expire, it'll be a little blinking yellow. And they're going to know your information. They'll be able to pull you over and say, hello, Mr. Johnson. You still at 1301 whatever drive?
None of your business.
They're going to know exactly.
But it's the law.
You've got to
update your address.
It's not the law that I answer their question.
That much is
yeah,
true.
Well, no, it's not. But they're not going to be able to pull you over unless, of course, you are speeding or have, you know, committed an infraction.
Where did you get this information? Because it's my understanding that RFID doesn't operate at that kind of a distance.
Well, where did you get that information? Because you know that misinformation is the information of the age.
Well, it could be that that there's some kind of little receivers that are along the side of the road. I don't know.
Well, he said a 3 mile. He made the claim it was 3 mile radius. Right?
I don't know. I mean,
so
I've heard the same thing.
That's the receiver distance from the patrol car to
yep.
your car. The
right.
RFID,
so you're saying that a patrol car can identify cars within a 3 mile radius is your claim?
Through triangulation, now that tag is going to. It's RFID, but it is also GPS. Capable.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it'd have to be GPS capable in order for them to
right.
check your speed. You know,
definitely.
I would encourage people to check this out. I don't know any of this information. I can only take you at your word on it.
Yeah,
it sounds plausible.
I mean,
if they don't have the technology today, they're certainly going to have it in five years.
You dodged my question earlier. Where did you get your information?
Two doors down, I have a Tallahassee police officer.
And he told you this, or he showed this to you?
She pointed to me and showed me the watermark on my tag. It's visible to the eye at about 3-4 feet.
Okay, and then she showed you the system as well, or just made claims about what she could do?
No, it's a 5-year plan. 2012, all counties in Florida will be up. Now, they're not able to monitor yet, It's a 5-year plan so that after 5 years of, you know, since it was, this plan was, I guess, initiated. Once you started getting a new tag in 07, mm-hmm. it came with a watermark.
Gotcha.
In 012, they're all going to be online.
Well, I think that, you know, maybe, I don't doubt you that they would want to do something like this. I don't know if the RFID technology is there in order to do it, and how it would be that the satellites would have any idea where your cars are. It does not make sense because they would have to have some sort of a transmitter in order to shout back.
What about those weird orb things that are on the side of the road that hang, they look like black streetlights that are sitting out.
Yeah, there may be an element to this
highway
that we don't understand.
What are those things doing?
That's a good question, Mark. That may be an element to this that wasn't brought into the conversation, but I'm skeptical, but you know, it's interesting. Thank you.
It's secondhand. I mean, the guy's given the best information he has.
Yeah. Hearsay, you mean. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm being confirmed that I was correct by Johnson here. He says that RFID is a short distance.
How short
technology.
Is short?
I'm not sure. Maybe a few feet. It's
like
it's
a few.
Certainly
feet
not 3 miles. Yeah, certainly not 3 miles. Oh. So, your thoughts are welcome though at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And if this is some sort of a plan by to be instituted by 2012, then there must be documentation about it somewhere. You would think. And I suppose they could do it all surreptitiously. But news to me.
I don't know.
All right, so we continue.
It sounds
here.
Like the kind of thing the government would love to have.
Though. Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, like, that's the one thing that I'm sure on, that these government people want to control. They want to track. I mean, we know that they're giving kids RFID tracking when they're walking around school, but they have meters at the doorways, basically, to check the kids in those cases. And then they also have GPS tracking units that they're giving out to kids in the schools as well, which require some sort of a code to be punched in. Because when you're in your car and you're receiving GPS information, your car is not transmitting. Global positioning system allows you to figure out where you are by using the satellites. Satellites are not receiving a signal from you. The satellite has no idea how many users are essentially accessing its system. Similarly, when we broadcast, we've got a satellite feed that we broadcast. We have no idea how many people are receiving that feed.
Same way with a radio transmitter.
Right. We're just blanketing the earth with the signal, and then whoever picks it up for whatever purposes, they use that. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, but, I'm not a techno whiz, so if I'm incorrect, please feel free to correct me. Hour 3 is next. You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.